In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
So who do you think should hold these beautiful two hands today? Oh, we have some guests here today. What's your name? Sophia. Nice to meet you, Sophia, and welcome. And so who do you think should take the collection today? Who do you think didn't take the collection for a while? Who do you think didn't take the collection for a while? Who do you think didn't take the collection for a while, Isabella? Adriana? Okay. And?
Sophia?
Sophia, do you want to take the collection today with Adriana? Okay. Amanda will tell you what this is about, okay? Okay, but not right now. Later on, we'll see. Okay. Now, in today's Gospel, we heard our Lord Jesus Christ speaking about the worries of life. Now, have you ever been worried about anything? Have you ever been worried about anything? And do you feel good when you worry about something? Now, what do you do when you are worried about something and you don't feel good and you don't want to worry anymore, but you still worry? You can't stop it. That happens to all of us. What do you do to overcome this worry? Did you try doing anything? Did you notice that anything works for you to overcome your worries when you get worried?
And you get more
worried. Yeah, that happens.
A solution to stop, so that I get worried.
Yes, you get more and more worried if you don't find a solution to stuff. So, did you try doing anything?
I tried screaming in my pillow.
Mm-hmm. Did that help?
Me.
It helps a little bit, yes, because, you know, you release the pressure, because there is like a huge pressure building up within you, and sometimes screaming in the pillow helps. Helps. Because you let it come out. What else? Did you try anything else? Did you notice that you did something and it helped you overcome your worries or concerns or your sadness?
I sometimes just get relaxed.
But how do you get relaxed when you are worried? You do what?
I draw or read to forget about it.
You draw or you read to forget about it. Very good. What else? Praying. But you know, the thing is that many times, you know, when we are worried, sometimes we can't even pray. Did that happen to you? That you are so tense? Of course, you know, sometimes we could pray, but we still don't find peace. You know, it's very complex. It's very complex, but praying obviously helps. Obviously helps. What else? Let me tell you what I used to do when I was a child and I got worried. I remember this now. Even now I remember that I used to go and to have a good talk with my dog. When I felt that my parents could not listen to me or my brother or anybody else, I would go and have a good talk with my dog. And she would listen to me and look at me. And I was convinced that she understood me. I was convinced that she had a lot of compassion for me, because she would come to me and lick me and listen to me. And then she would start playing with me. And she really helped me forget about my worries or my sadness.
What I sometimes do when I'm worried is I'll go to some of my favorite activities that I do. Like, I'll go outside and just start playing basketball, because it helps me take my mind off whatever I'm worried about.
Very good. So doing a good, pleasant activity that makes you feel good, that helps overcome your worries. Any other example? You know, everything that you told me makes perfect sense. Because the Lord, Paul tells us in today's gospel that when we are worried about something, to look at the nature of God. To look at the birds and to realize how God takes care of the birds. To look at the flowers and to see the beauty of the flowers. Basically, when we are worried, what happens, we are like broken with things. That's why we don't feel good. Because we experience like a brokenness within us. And we have to connect ourselves with God, who is beauty, who is love, who is harmony. And by connecting ourselves with something beautiful, by drawing or reading or playing basketball or by having a good talk with a dog, who at that moment is more connected than we are, we become connected again ourselves. When we are worried, we are not one within us. That's why the Lord said in the end of today's gospel, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Now, to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, it means, first of all, to look after something good, because God is good. To look after something beautiful, because God is beautiful and beyond anything we know about beauty. That's why, by the way, in the church, we try to have beauty. Beautiful icons, beautiful vestments, beautiful singing, beautiful everything. Because by connecting ourselves with beauty, do we feel good or bad? You want to say something, Amanda? Or just thumbs up? Okay. So, that's what we are called to do when we are worried or sad. To pray and to connect ourselves with the nature of God, because by connecting ourselves with the beauty of the nature of God, even beautiful music, did you try, you know, listening to some beautiful, calming, calming music? That helps a lot too, to bring us together, because by connecting ourselves with beauty, with goodness, with love, we connect ourselves with God and we become reconnected ourselves again. We are not broken anymore. We are one again.
After I scream in my pillow, I look out the window, and then if I really have to scream again in my pillow, I'll go back.
You know, sometimes, you know, screaming in a pillow, that's good too. Don't keep it within you. Okay?
Yeah, I scream as loud as I can in my pillow.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you keep that pressure within you, you're not going to get better. Go talk to somebody, or, you know, oh, you know, or, and, you know, that's another good point. After screaming in the pillow, look at the sky. Look at the beauty of the sky and try to see something beautiful.
Or
to hear something beautiful. Or to do something that is loving and beautiful.
Or talk to your pet or something, because sometimes you really want your pet at that moment.
Or sometimes I look at the clouds and I try to see the shapes of them.
Yes.
Like to see if it looks kind of like a dog or a dinosaur, okay?
There is so much beauty around us. Do you agree? There is so much beauty around us. The only thing we have to do is to remind ourselves that we have to look after something beautiful and to do it and to pray, and sooner or later we'll be reconnected again and will overcome our worry, and we will be one with God again. Thank you very much. God bless you. Christ is among us.
He is the Lord shall be.
Yes, beloved faithful, when we are worried about something, telling ourselves, don't worry, be happy, doesn't really work. Because the worry is still there. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ told the people in his beautiful Sermon on the Mount, he told the people, when you worry, look at the birds of the air and think how God provides for them, and he provides for you more than for them, because you are his children. When you are worried about clothing, look at the lilies of the field, look at the beauty and contemplate on the beauty of the nature of God. Get connected with the nature of God, and you'll get connected within you again. What happens when we get worried? Our senses get distorted. That's why today's gospel begins with the words of the Lord, who says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Now, the vision is our most important sense. That's why the Lord speaks about seeing. And when we get worried, what happens? Our senses get distorted. Instead of having a good view of life, instead of having a good perspective of life, the devil fools us around to see only, to have a very limited view. To see only that small part of life which is not going well. And obviously it's not going well. Open up your eyes. The Lord says, purify your view. Purify your senses. Purify your perspective. Open up your perspective. And things will get better. You'll have light within you. But open it up. If you don't open up your senses, if you don't open up your view, then there is only so much light you can get through a small hole. We have to open up that hole and to see the light, and to have light again within us. Once again, telling ourselves, don't worry, be happy, doesn't help. What we are called to do, we are called to connect with something that is beautiful, with something that is noble, with something that is good in itself. And it is very interesting that we were created by God to be the connection between the creation of God and God. But because of our disconnection from God, many times the creation of God is more connected with God than we are. And having said that, I should also say that many times, by the grace of God, we really are priests and kings of God's creation, and we make the connection between the creation and God, especially when we look after the creation, when we tend and look after the creation of God. But it happens that sometimes, as I said, the creation is more connected with God than we are. And we have to be wise and to acknowledge that I am disconnected. I am worried, I am broken within me. So what could I do now? As I told the children, connect yourself with the beauty of the creation of God. Connect yourself with something that is beautiful, harmonious, so that we could find again the beauty and the harmony within us. The kingdom of God that the Lord speaks about is all around us and within us. The kingdom of God is anything that is beautiful, harmonious, anything that is good. That's what we have to seek for and to connect ourselves with. And this is not denial, because that could become another issue. We have a problem, we have a struggle. We say, no, I don't have a problem. That's denial, and that's not going to help us, because the problem will still be there. Sometimes we have something that is not going well in our life, and that's obvious. And by denying the problem, it's not going to get better, but chances are it's going to get worse. Connecting ourselves with God and with the creation of God, it's not denial. In fact, it is a very proactive thing. We are doing something to overcome the issue. We are trying to energize ourselves to get a good energy within us so that we have the strength to deal with our issue. That's why in the end of the Gospel, the Lord says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things that you need, that you are worrying about, shall be added to you. Connect yourself with the kingdom of God, and by being connected, by having peace, by having togetherness within you, you will have the strength to deal with the struggles of life and to provide for yourself what you need. Everything else will be given to you. It is a very proactive attitude. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us look around. When we are broken within us, let us open up our view and look around at the beauty of the creation of God. And what I like about this gospel is that the church plays this gospel in the summertime in the Northern Hemisphere, where Christianity developed initially. Because especially at this time of the year, we could look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. Let us open up our view and see the glory of God all around us, because we could really see it. When we are worried about something, don't go home and turn on the TV and watch news. That's not going to help you. Maybe watch a beautiful documentary about the creation of God, about the beauty of the nature of God, but a very good and positive documentary. That could help. But the more we connect directly with the beauty of the creation of God, the more we become connected within us. Because, as St. Paul says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Wow! Even His eternal power and Godhead are revealed to us in His creation. Of course. Because when we create something, I mean, you know, when a painter, let's say, you know, paints an icon or whatever painting, people would say, that's a Rembrandt. How do you know? I can see that Rembrandt painted that because his spirit is in that painting. It is the same in all of the creation. God implanted His spirit in the creation, and we could see even the Godhead, the nature of God, in the creation of God. And let us not forget, as St. Porphyrios says in his beautiful book, Wounded by Love, he says that all things around us are droplets of the love of God. Things animate and inanimate, the plants and the animals, the birds and the mountains, the sea and the sunset and the starry sky, they are little loves through which we attain the great love that is Christ. And let us pray. With the words of the Akathist in praise of God's creation, which says, in the strength of the Holy Spirit, each flower gives out its scent, sweet perfume, delicate color, beauty of the whole universe revealed in the tiniest leaf. Glory and honor to God, the giver of life, who covers the fields with their carpet of flowers, crowns the plains with harvest of gold and the blue of cornflowers, and our souls with the joy of contemplating Him. Oh, be joyful and sing to Him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.